It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter, have you joined our WhatsApp channel yet? Well, if you haven't, you should. Our WhatsApp channel is where we notify you when, for example, our show is live. We send you a notification when the podcast is published every day. We don't spam you on it. We just keep you up to date with everything going on the show. We might send you one or two messages a day, but that's it. But if you would like to be in the loop with the Opinions Matter WhatsApp channel, all you have to do is send us a WhatsApp to 085-825-2626 saying add me, and when we get that, we'll send you a reply with a link to our WhatsApp channel, and you just follow us there. Okay, so as I said, we send daily notifications of everything and anything to do with the Opinions Matter podcast, and so send us a WhatsApp with the words add me. You will then get a reply with a link to our WhatsApp channel, and you just subscribe and follow us there. So please do that. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? Will you talk about this on your podcast is how this message starts. Because I know it will be heard by a lot of people. I deliver takeaways for a Chinese in Dublin 24, and they are forcing me to deliver to Jobstown, even though a driver was assaulted there before Christmas near Raheen Road. I told them yesterday that I don't feel safe going in there on my motorbike, and they said I have to. Jobstown is a death sentence for takeaway drivers. Do you think they should be allowed to force me to go there? Well, Jeremy, do you think they should be able to force him to go there? There you go.
Here's the thing. When you take on a job doing deliveries, it's not a job I would do, I have to be honest with you. And from stories I've heard, Jobstown is a bit of a hellhole. Can be a no-go area at night. However, you can't, when you take on a job, you can't pick and choose what parts of the job you do. You know what I mean? You either do the job. That's like taking a job on as a cleaner, yeah?
And not wanting to clean.
Well, no, taking the job on as a cleaner in a hotel, but refusing to clean the toilets. No, I'll clean the beds and I'll clean the table, but I'm not cleaning the toilet. I just cannot clean the toilet. You either have to do the job or you don't have to do the job. So my opinion would be is that either that expression, you know, either piss or get off the pot.
Okay, he argues in his message that he doesn't want
just calls him G.
Sorry, oh gee. He doesn't want to go to Jobstown because...
I don't blame him. I don't blame him. However, just leave the job then. You cannot decide. So if I happen to live in Jobstown, yeah? Mm-hmm. Or where's the road that he was talking about? Raheen Road?
Raheen Road, yeah.
Is that a particularly bad part of Jobstown?
I don't know, to be quite honest.
So if I happen to live on Raheen Road and I order a Chinese takeaway on a Saturday night, yeah? Mm-hmm. And the Chinese fella on the phone says, where do you live? I live in Raheen Road. Okay, I can't deliver it there. Now, if you lived somewhere else, if you lived in some other part of Italy, I can deliver. They're going to lose business. The Chinese takeaway's job is to deliver food to people who live there, yeah? You cannot, when you're a delivery driver, you cannot pick and choose who you deliver to and who you don't deliver to. So my argument is, if you're not prepared to deliver, yeah? If you're not prepared to deliver to every single house in the catchment area for that company you work for, then get a new job. No?
Okay, but he doesn't feel safe. He says there was a driver attacked before Christmas.
I get that.
A delivery driver. He doesn't feel safe, and he feels he's being forced to do something that is unsafe. Then what sort of a job would force you to do something that is unsafe?
No, his job. But no, it's not necessarily unsafe. Like, he's not being
asked. But he feels unsafe.
Yeah, but people feel unsafe doing everything, do they?
Our number is 085-825-2626.
No, you always land me in it and then you don't say anything.
Of course he shouldn't have to go into an area that he feels unsafe.
So he should leave the job, is that what you're saying?
No, I didn't say that either. An employer should not force somebody to do something that they feel unsafe doing. So he should be able to keep the job but not deliver to an area that he doesn't feel safe delivering.
So if someone works on a construction site, they should be able to refuse to go up to the second story because, oh no, that looks unsafe. I'm only going to work on your construction site. You either take the job or you don't take the job. What part of that do you not understand?
Our number is 085-825-2626. The guy shouldn't be forced to do something he feels unsafe doing,
basically.
So he
should leave the job. So we're agreeing that he should leave the job, yeah?
No, I didn't say he should leave the job. He should not be forced to do a part of the job that he feels unsafe doing. Our number is 085-825-2626.
So tell that to Mrs. O'Brien, who orders a 3-in-1 on a Saturday night. Sorry, Miss O'Brien. We know you want a 3-in-1, but you're going to have to pick it up yourself because our driver...
Because G won't drop it to you.
G refuses to go to your house. Like, it's not their fault they live in a kip.
Oh, wasn't expecting that. Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this conversation. Do you think this guy is right to be annoyed or should he just pack the job in and go and do something else? Jessica, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jessica?
Hi, yes.
Well, Jessica, should a guy who's a delivery driver be forced to go to an area that he feels unsafe?
Absolutely not. His life is more important than someone getting a spice bag.
And that's exactly the point that I was making. An employer should not force him.
If he's comfortable going, there'll be another driver who will go there. So they will get the delivery. But he shouldn't have to quit because he values his life.
Oh, no, hang on. You just said that someone shouldn't put their life on the line for a spice bag, yeah?
Yeah, but he said he doesn't feel comfortable. But another driver would probably say, I'll go then.
No, but you just said, so hang on, you either care about their safety or don't. You're saying some other driver should go.
No, what I'm saying is someone who probably does feel comfortable would be like, yeah, no, I'll take it, no problem. But I'm saying if this guy says he doesn't feel comfortable, he shouldn't be made forced to go to the area.
But nothing has ever happened to him. He has no reason to feel uncomfortable about it.
Nothing's happened yet,
Nothing has happened to him, but has happened to another driver.
The road.
Or to other drivers.
No, but Jess is just saying she doesn't care about other drivers. You're saying it'll get...
I didn't say that. You're putting words in my mouth. I just said, if this guy doesn't feel comfortable, he shouldn't be forced to go to the area.
So would you say the same to an ambulance driver? Say, for instance, an ambulance driver felt the same way. I don't want to go near Jobstown.
Well, that's a stupid comparison.
No, it's not.
The ambulance crew like it or not, they have to go there. It's like when they get, I know it's a fair example, but it's like when they have to, if they have to treat a paedophile or something, they don't want it, but they have to because of their oath. So that's a stupid example.
No, it's not, but they're putting themselves in danger.
But you're talking about stupid, it's an emergency service. If they're getting called to the area, they have to go because it's an emergency service. You're comparing likes and oranges, apples and oranges here. They're not the same.
Well, they are. It's both putting people who are...
No, it's not. It's not.
Both putting
We're talking about a bloody takeaway here as opposed to providing frontline services.
Oh, so hang on. Who's more important? Whose safety is more important? Ambulance drivers or takeaway drivers? I would have thought they're all important.
They're all important, but the job that the ambulance driver or the fire brigade or whatever is doing is much more important. The fact of the matter is, he should not be...
Well, I'm telling you, Jess, you're being quite disingenuous there. She's saying, oh, it doesn't matter. Jess, I guarantee you, if you ordered a takeaway from your local takeaway tonight and they didn't deliver because the driver didn't want to go near your area, you'd be on this podcast screaming about it. Why couldn't I get my...
I wouldn't. It's happened before, and you know what I did? I went to a different place.
And when it happened before, tell me what happened.
So I was just up with Ciara, and she was up in her 90s at the time. Her nanny lives around Belcamp, and I can't remember what takeaway it was, but I ordered something first, went through the payment, and then I got a notification on my phone saying the refund was put back in, and that it didn't give a reason. It just said unavailable for delivery. So I assumed, I was like, well, look, not to be mean, it's probably the area. I don't blame them. So what did I do? I just went mature route and got somewhere else. It's not that big of a deal.
Okay, so you think that this employer, whatever takeaway he's working for, should not be forcing him to go to an area that he feels unsafe?
No, they should be more considerate. Like I said, his life is more important than someone getting a bag of chips or a spice bag. Like, which is more important, someone getting fed or him staying alive on his job?
Okay, stay there for 1 second if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this conversation. Let me go to Jason, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jason?
Good afternoon, Aidan. How are you?
Good, thanks, Jason. Well, what did you want to say on this?
And is that going on like it's the Wild West up there that delivery drivers are being taken out on a weekly basis? Can anybody tell me when the last delivery driver was killed in Pallet? Delivering chicken balls.
I don't know that anyone was ever killed in Tallaght.
Exactly. Okay, there's people assaulted all the time everywhere. There's busmen assaulted, there's bin men assaulted, you know. I mean, you can't just pick and choose because you don't feel safe. As Brian's beside you there said, he's never been attacked. You can't just pick and choose like that. Because one scout decided it, and we don't know why he attacked the delivery driver. But all we know the delivery driver got smart with him, or they knew each other, they were in the middle of a row. So this business is, I'm not going up there because I don't feel safe. Your facts and feelings are different. What's the facts? The facts are no delivery drivers are bloody killed. Go and do your job. If you don't want to do it, move on. There's loads of people that will do that type of work.
Well, now, there you go, Jess. He needs to basically pack the job in.
No, we shouldn't have to if he's getting forced into an area where he doesn't feel comfortable. I'm sorry.
But he feel comfortable. So does he only pick and choose? So if he says, I am not delivering to any social council area, I am only delivering to private estates, does he have the right to do that to that company?
No, because that's discriminating.
But he's discriminating there.
In an area that has a bad reputation.
That's discrimination. But it only has a bad reputation because one delivery driver got into a row with somebody and got assaulted. As we said, we don't know what the row was over. But the way...
What does it matter what the row was over? No one deserves to get...
Whether it was or not. There's nobody killed. People do unsafe jobs all the time.
So what do you do then when he goes to that area and he ends up in the hospital because like, he says some little scrub decided to act like Billy Big Bollocks and attack
him? What is the chances of that? And Billy Big Bollocks ain't coming over just for no reason, in all fairness. I mean, there's not that many assaults just for no reason. They're all very, very uncommon, them. The most common one is it's a row between two people. You know, you're late, the change is wrong, it's the wrong delivery.
That doesn't mean that's you get to assault happens. Them.
But Jessica, it's not as if delivery men are getting... The way you were going on there, you think it was the Wild West up there. It's not worth his life. He's not going to lose his life.
Exactly. I don't think he should be putting himself in danger just so someone can get his
Well, then get out with a job. Get out with a job and give it to somebody who's not a second wind. But why? He can't do his job. He doesn't want to go out because he's afraid to go into such and such an area in case somebody gives out to him. So he gets to pick and choose.
It's not about
what
someone
areas,
giving out to him.
Houses.
It's about someone who probably would try and kill him.
If that's how you were to run a business, you wouldn't have a business for very long. Unfortunately, you wouldn't. But that meant much competition out there. That owner of that Chinese just tell him, listen, mate, you're not up to the job. Go on off. There's a job at McDonald's there working 10 in the morning to 6 in the evening where you'll never have to deal with anybody. I mean, you know when you're getting into these jobs, you're going to people's houses, you're going into rough areas, you're going into some unnatural areas.
So if something did happen to him, are you going to say, well, do you know what, you should have known with the job you have? Is that what you're telling me?
Doormen go into security work, doormen. And I mean, they know there's a chance he might get attacked. They might. It's part of the job. You know, he's doing a job that's driving around at night.
Hang on, Jason. The fact of the matter is, if you work in security, obviously, if you're doing door security, there is a risk.
Yeah.
That's the very nature of the job. But delivering some chicken balls shouldn't entail any danger at all.
So none whatsoever. Adrian, we cannot take 100% of danger out of society. We know that. We just can't. So there's always going to be a risk of somebody being attacked somewhere down the line. So if that's the case, do we close all shops? Do people in shops say, like, I'm not letting any youngsters between the ages of 12 and 18 in here because they might attack me. I'm not letting any... And you wouldn't get away with that. You just wouldn't. I mean, we don't have an epidemic of delivery men being attacked. I've yet to see that. John might... You know John that comes on that does that. He might be able to tell you. He'd be the best one to talk about this. But I have not delivery man being attacked on a nightly basis. This sounds like somebody who's just, he's part of this, oh, I can do what I want because I'm an individual and the world has to revolve around me. But guess what? It doesn't. You don't want to do the job. You don't want to go into a council area. Get another job. And this kills me to agree with Jeremy, Adrian. This is born in me inside.
It seems to do that to people regularly enough. Okay, so Jessica, the bottom line is, from what Jason is saying, he's obviously in the wrong job. He needs to pack in that job and go and do something different.
No, I'm sorry. I completely disagree. I think he prioritizes his own safety which is paramount at the end of the day.
Okay, what about
we all look out for our own safety.
Okay, what about postmen? Supposing, I don't know where you live, Jess, if it's a bad area, whatever, but supposing the post...
It's a decent area.
It's what?
It's decent. It has its ups and downs.
Where is it?
I'm in Airtain.
Oh, yeah, Airtain. So, well, yeah, it's all right, I suppose. Supposing your local postman decided that he wasn't going to deliver post to your road anymore because someone got attacked there. You'd be okay with that?
Again, that's different. I'm pretty sure the post can't
different.
Legally
it's
deliver
literally
your post.
Not, it's not. Why do you keep saying it's different? None of this is different. Safety is safety. If you're that worried about people's safety, how is it different?
Because the postman giving you your letters is a bit more important than a takeaway.
They have to bring you your post. Ah, so it's about important.
You're comparing again.
No, this is...
An ambulance service and a postman are not the same.
Well, no, it could be argued that a postman is not life or death. It's not life or death if you get your phone bill or not in the post.
Yeah, but it's still an important job in society.
So you would expect a postman to go into an estate that he could possibly get beaten up in? That's what you're saying.
I'm not saying I expect it, but that you have to do it. It's the post, you have to do it. It's like the emergency service. You get called out, you have to go.
So it is.
You don't have to go for a takeaway.
So it is part of your job.
For that service, yeah, but a takeaway, you should have the right to say, no, I'm not going there. Because it's not a vital service,
but as a postman, you shouldn't have a right to say...
Because it's a vital service. Like I said, you're comparing again. A takeaway isn't a vital service. He should have the right to say, no, I'm not going there for X, Y, Z.
So how does that company, as Jason was saying, well, I'm not. Did you say that, Jason? How will the company survive if it's not getting food delivered?
Does the company have the right to sack him? And you do know more teachers are assaulted on a daily basis. And so do teachers have the right now to refuse to go into schools in working class areas in case they get assaulted? No, we can't sanitize the world. And I mean, if you own a business, that business manager should have the right to say, okay, you don't want to go into these areas. Unfortunately, that's the areas we deliver into. If you can't complete your job, I can't hire you.
Stay there for one second if you can, please, Jason. Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this conversation. Neil used to deliver curries.
Lads, I've done curry delivering for years, about 15 years. I've done curry driving for in a certain area where I was from. Well, I've done it at Clondalkin. You know, it was my job, and that was the risk you were taking. I now drive a taxi and I'll go in anywhere. That's just the way it goes. You can't, as Jay says, you don't feel unsafe. You either do or you fucking don't. Cheers.
Opinions matter.
Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
A daily podcast from Ireland
about opinions.
Heather, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Heather?
I'm okay, thank you.
Well, Heather, what's your view on this? Should this delivery guy be sacked, basically, for not doing his job, for refusing to deliver to a certain area?
Yes, he should be.
He should be sacked?
Not sacked. He probably should be spoken to first and be like, look, I mean, if the company created like a new system where, you know, when you're interviewing potential employees, one of the questions should be, do you have a problem delivering to this area? If the answer is yes, then be like, okay, next.
Right, okay, so literally move on if he has an issue.
Yeah, do you know, and for whatever reason, like that's not discrimination. That's like, well, we need people to deliver to this area because our sales show that like we have a lot of people who want food in this area. And yeah, there's a little bit of connerie, like there's a little bit of... you know, you got to be very careful, but it's like, you know, if anything happens to the car, maybe we can like talk about that after the fact. Do you know, it kind of comes down to, I don't know.
Okay, you know, in other words, before
like,
he
worked there for ages.
Okay,
sorry.
Before he ever started the job, he should have been told part of your job is going to be delivering to Jobstown. Are you happy enough to do that? Now, my understanding though is he only has a real issue with delivering to Jobstown because he says a delivery driver was attacked there before Christmas.
Well, yeah, I know, but like I know someone who was attacked down the road from my mom's house, and like this is not me walking down that road every day because I have to.
Okay, so it's his job to deliver to that area.
I mean, if they had a contract and the contract like for employment like stated, okay, you will have to deliver to these areas in case of emergency, and like, you know, have a protocol around it, like kind of organize, like expect something to happen. Don't be like, oh, nothing will happen, it'll be grand. No, well, you know, something could happen. Like,
okay, so
kind of preparation is key.
Okay, stay there for a second. Lorraine, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Lorraine.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks, Lorraine. What I'm hearing from a lot of people is it's his job. He should do his job.
Yeah, these are words I'd never thought I'd ever say on this podcast. I agree with Jeremy.
Oh, God, so, that's somebody else. Shocks that they agree with Jeremy. So, so even though this guy, and I mean, I want you to just think about this for a second. This guy feels unsafe going into a particular area because a driver was attacked there before Christmas, and you're saying, tough, you have to go.
It's your job. His job. You can't just go in, as Jeremy said, and pick and choose to do the bits you like. We've all done jobs we don't like. We've all done things we don't like to do. It's his job. You cannot pick and choose what you want to do. Unfortunately, if you don't feel safe, go look for another job. Go look somewhere else. It's as simple as.
I know, but again, listen to what you're saying, Lorraine. This guy is being forced to do something that he feels unsafe doing.
I understand he feels unsafe. And if he does, if anyone he feels unsafe for his own safety and his own everything else, oh, this isn't a job for you, pal. This is not the job for you.
No, the rest of the job is fine. He doesn't feel unsafe delivering anywhere else, but he does in Jobstown, and he doesn't feel he should have to deliver to Jobstown.
But you can't pick and choose in your job the bits you like and the bits you don't like. If you go to a normal job, you cannot pick and choose what bits you like. Oh, I don't like doing this bit. I'm not going to do it. You can't force me to do it. I don't want to do it.
So he should just...
It's his job.
He should just either A, pack in the job, or B, do what he's meant to do and deliver to an area that he feels unsafe.
Yeah, well, it's his job. He knew. Like, he's delivered in the Dublin 24 area. Jobstown is part of Dublin 24.
It is?
Yeah. So it's not like this kind of came out of the blue at him to say he had to deliver to Jobstown.
But
so
since somebody... since a delivery driver was attacked before Christmas, he now feels unsafe. He does not want to go in there.
I understand that. If you feel unsafe and you don't want to go there, unfortunately, pal, your option is don't have the job. It's part of your job. I can't go to a job tomorrow, Adrian, and say, I don't want to do this bit. I don't like it. You can't make me do it. I can't. You can't force me to do it. It's part of your job.
I agree. It's like the job my wife does. She's a veterinary nurse. Now, imagine if she turned around tomorrow and said, I actually don't want to operate on dogs anymore. I'm scared of dogs. Now, I'll do cats and I'll do hamsters and badgers, but I can't. I'm sorry. I cannot administer. I cannot administer medication to dogs. I'm just afraid of them with their snarly teeth and all that. No, what are you laughing at? You can't.
That's ridiculous comparison.
No, it's not a ridiculous. Why do people keep saying all my comparisons are ridiculous?
Jeff is the same. Like, Jeff can turn around and said about how postal workers and ambulance people are less valuable, basically, than the delivery drivers.
No, she didn't. She said they're actually more important.
Important. She said the job they do is more important. Yeah, but they have to go. They have to go in there. She's making it sound like this delivery driver's life is more valuable than everybody else's.
So this guy should just do what he feels unsafe doing.
If he doesn't want to do the job, Adrian, unfortunately, if you don't feel safe and you want to... I get he doesn't feel safe, someone got attacked, but look at bus drivers. They get attacked on a daily basis. Everyone, like people who work in shops, they get attacked on a daily basis. You can't just pick and choose. If you don't want to do the job and you don't want to go to Jobstown, unfortunately, give up your job, pal. It's not like Jobstown got sprung on them. It's not a new place. It's always been there.
Okay, stay with me for 1 second if you can, please. Our number is 0858252626. If you would like to get involved in this, Dave, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Dave?
It's back first. It's back early.
Well, Dave, what's your view on this? On this delivery driver who doesn't want to go to Jobstown, doesn't want to deliver to Jobstown?
Is there a genuine threat of him getting the bollocks kicked out of him for a slice bag?
There's a genuine threat of that, even if you deliver to
no, there's
Castle.
Not. No, there's
yes,
not.
Yes, there is. No matter no, where you isn't. Go. Well, there is, Dave. There is.
Really, Jeremy, really. So if I'm delivering a curry to Holt, and I'm delivering a curry to Jobstown, there's an equal chance of me getting the shit kicked out of me.
No, please. I didn't say equal. I say, but there is a chance that you could be beaten up anywhere.
That's nonsense. Look, guys, it's just simple. Your employer has a duty of care to you. Your employer has a duty of care to not put you in a position where you may come to harm. That is actually enshrined in Irish laws in regards to employment. And it's not one of these new fucking snowflakey woke things, in case anybody wants to call it that. That is enshrined in Irish law in regards to your employment for a long, long time. My boss has asked me to do stuff I didn't feel comfortable with before, and I told him straight up, go fuck yourself, do it if you want to. You're like, no job is worth, unless you are a paramedic or, you know, somebody or a guard or whatever, where you know there's an inherent risk in the job you're doing, no job is worth your safety or coming to potential injury. It's not. No, like, if he's just being a little bit...
Sorry, Dave. So you have been asked to do things in your job that you felt unsafe to do, and you said no.
Yep. I said straight out no. I was asked to unload a truck one day full of bales of steel sheeting and forklifts that had dodgy brakes. I said no. I've been asked to use machinery that had absolutely no safety guards whatsoever. I said no. I was asked to climb up on top of a rack one day to open a bale of steel, and I said, you can fuck off and climb up and do it yourself. And my boss got shitty with me, and I said, if you want to take it to the WRC, we'll do it. And he backed down. So, no job is worth putting
yourself
at
risk. Okay, there you are, Lorraine. Direct comparison, he was asked to do things in his job that he didn't feel safe to do, and he said no. He still has the job, though.
But it's part of your, like, my point is that it's part of your job. If it's not your job description to stand up on top of the yoke and open a thing of steel, don't do it. This guy, Jonestown's not a new place. It's always been there. He did delivery, Chinese obviously delivered to the Jonestown before he joined it. He knew what he was getting into when he signed up to be a delivery driver. No, it's not like every delivery driver that goes into Jonestown is getting attacked.
No, I don't know what Jonestown is like. I only know what it's like from what I hear from this show, what I see on social media, and it seems like a shithole. But, like, if there's a high chance of him getting attacked, I would say no. Now, if there's a chance he can get in and get out safe, I'd say, you know, like, pull the finger out and do it. But at the same time, like, I'll give you an example. When I was younger, we used to live in Dublin. Around Halloween time, some of the bus routes would be rerouted because young fellas would be just firing bricks at buses and they'd be firing fireworks in on top of bus drivers as they were driving. Now, it didn't happen all the time. It did happen the odd time. Should those bus drivers have been compelled to keep onto those routes?
They were Halloween in Dublin, and what you're talking about, they've always rerouted the buses on Halloween or certain areas on Halloween. That's always been done. This is not like he's going in to get beaten up. It's not like he's in there with lads standing there waiting to fucking take him out and beat him up. He's going to deliver a takeaway.
Yeah, but the thing is, though, he also said he's doing it on a motorbike and not in a car. Like, at least a car affords you some bit of protection. And I've seen plenty of videos and stuff online of delivery drivers being surrounded, particularly on motorbikes, and beaten up. There's actually a report in the papers not so long ago that I read that there has been a spate of attacks on delivery drivers, particularly ones on motorbikes, because they're easier to target.
And that is true. I wouldn't be a delivery driver for all the tea in China because I think you are very vulnerable. But the fact of the matter is, Dave, he's probably vulnerable no matter where he goes, is he not?
Exactly. It doesn't matter where he goes. He can be beaten up and attacked no matter where he goes. You could list off, you can say host and you can say the big posh areas. But what's the stop somebody being in there to beat him up?
No, but that's fair enough. But there's a big difference between a guy on a motorbike and a person who can get into a car and lock the doors and drive up. Look, again, I don't know what these areas are like myself. But at the same time, like, your employer does have a duty of care to you. And they should not be sending you into an area that there might be a high... Again, I don't know if there's a high risk of him getting beaten up.
Okay, but he feels that there is. He feels more vulnerable because supposedly a delivery driver was attacked in the Jobstown area before Christmas. Now, I didn't hear about that, but...
I didn't hear about it.
I've no reason to believe he's telling lies either. It just may not have been reported. But he... And doesn't feel safe. Now, the bottom line is, Lorraine, why should he be forced to do... You just heard Dave describe how he said no to doing things that
I'm
he felt
saying,
unsafe.
If he doesn't want to go into Jobstown and he doesn't want to deliver stuff in there, leave your job, pal. It's not like this is new. Jobstown's a new place that he said delivery to Chinese. delivered to Jobstown before he joined, so he knew they delivered to Jobstown.
Yes, absolutely. But now he feels more afraid going in there because somebody was attacked.
Would he feel unsafe walking down the O'Connor Street in Dublin? The amount of attacks that happen on O'Connor Street in Dublin, does he feel unsafe walking down there? It can happen anywhere. It's my point. It can happen anywhere. It can happen anyone. Look at bus drivers. Look at everyone else. My point is, you cannot go into a job and pick and choose the bits you like and you don't like. I can't walk into a job tomorrow and say, sorry, I don't like, say, climbing on a ladder from Freda Heights. I'm not getting up there. You can't pick and choose.
Imagine getting a job or a job as a lifeguard, Lorraine, and someone's drowning. Oh, I can't jump in there.
And you can't swim.
That's ridiculous.
No, it's ridiculous.
No. This guy is prepared to do most of his job. He just doesn't want to go to Jobstown.
Which is a fairly big
amount. So he can pick and choose what he wants to do.
You just heard Dave a second ago picking and choosing what he wouldn't do. He didn't lose his job, though.
I just think, as I said, this delivery driver, I'm sure this Chinese has always delivered into Jobstown. I'm sure this is nothing new. He knew when he joined up it delivered to Jobstown, so sorry, pal, it's nothing new.
Okay, stay there.
It's not like the delivery, the Chinese has decided, oh, all of a sudden it's going to start delivering into Jobstown. I'm sure they've always delivered into Jobstown.
Stay there for a second, Lorraine, and Kieran, I'll be with you in just one second.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Kieran, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Kieran?
No, I'm not too bad. Yeah, yourself?
Good, not a bother, thank you. What did you want to say on this?
I was just saying on the behalf of all the people that their bikes are going missing in town and everywhere, and how come the guards don't seem to be doing anything about it? And the thing in the Herald paper last week, one lady, her bike was missing. She found out where it was tracked down to a container in town, a lockup, and she had photos of it, and the police done nothing about it. So,
okay,
and they said you couldn't get a warrant for it, but if your bike is there, can you not just go in and get it back if the police are not going to do something?
Okay, what has that got to do with this conversation, though?
Yeah, but I was talking about the bikes that are always going missing, the way they had photo proof of all the bikes, and the guards are doing nothing, and they're not allowed to chase the bikes, but this bike wasn't moving, so could they not have just swooped in and got the bike back for the person?
Sorry, are you saying the bikes are being stolen from delivery drivers in Jobstown?
No, not Jobstown, all in the north inner city.
No, but what's this got to do with delivery drivers in Jobstown?
Oh, that happens as well, yeah. When you're delivering the chipper food, yeah, and the bikes are being stolen as well. And a lot of them are meant to be stored in town, the north inner city, in these containers.
So hang on, they're stealing bikes off delivery drivers?
Yes.
And storing them in some container in town.
Yeah, and there's people always talking about it, but nothing's being done about it.
Well, you're talking about it now on one of Ireland's biggest podcasts.
Yeah, I'm the only one talking about it, yeah, and I'm about to give me your name, but that's not the point.
Well, that's okay, I haven't said anything illegal. And sorry, where is this container?
The North Inner City, some down there near the docks. It was in the paper last week. She said it on the paper, her name. But nobody seems to be doing anything about it. I just thought I'd give my opinion.
Yeah.
That's all.
It's a different topic, though.
Completely different topic.
Thanks.
Anyway, thank you. What was that?
I don't know. Sorry, can I read out a minute? Are we to take a break or can I read out this message?
No, go on.
And Amanda's trying to get him on. So, do we allow the C word? No, we don't allow the C word. Let me just read this. All these, this is for you, Lorraine, by the way, as well. All these snobby C-U-N-T-S. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Running our area down. No, nothing. Keyboard warriors, if anyone was attacked up here, it's because they were mouthing off to us. I dare the two of yous to drive up my road. You'd be going running home crying to your ma's two pricks. Sorry, I'll be honest to you. The person that sent that in. Sorry, Amanda. What's his name? Liam. Liam, I'll be honest to you. I have been up in Jobstown a couple of times. The last time I was up in Jobstown, it was to pick something up that I bought on Dundeal. So, you know, when you buy something on Dundeal, they ask where to meet. And I was buying a part off a pram a couple of years ago up in Jobstown. And I have to be honest, I felt very threatened going in there.
You felt very threatened?
Yeah. I literally parked the car outside the house. And I don't know, have you been up in Jobstown lately?
No, not for years.
I don't want to run the area down and stuff. But
you are. You felt threatened.
No, well, I did feel threatened. I did feel. Have you ever been up there, Lorraine?
Yeah, I have.
And it's not somewhere you'd... And that's not a slight on the people who live there. I'm sure a lot of the people that live there are nice people. But then you have Liam, who is claiming that...
It's like anywhere, Jeremy. It's like anywhere. I wouldn't walk to the inner city of Dublin on my own at night. You know what I mean? It's like anywhere. Every place has a name. Just...
But this,
it's like anywhere.
But this absolute pig's prick saying that anybody that got beaten up there is because they were mouthing off to us. Who are you? The mafia? What's this? The Sopranos? Like, what delivery driver is going to mouth off to somebody? Delivery drivers want to go in, deliver their food, and get straight back out.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And then I'm saying that if we drove, and you are the one thing I will agree with, Liam. Sorry. Is it going to his voice? Yeah, sorry, it's going to his voicemail. Big, hard man. You know what, Liam? Here, I'll tell you what. Are you free this evening, Adrian? For
well, we'll head up to Joe's.
We actually will. We actually will. Let's do it.
For what? To meet Liam?
No, let's do it. I'm not actually joking, Lorraine. Let's do this because it's something I want to put my money where my mouth is, okay?
Right, and you're going for a spin around Joe's town tonight.
So here you go, Liam. You haven't got the balls to answer the phone to us, okay? Because we wanted to find out where to meet you. Myself and Adrian, don't pull out on me here.
I'm not going to Jobstown.
Okay, I'll go because I live nearer to the place. Liam, I will drive up to what's the name of that? Rahin Road?
Yep.
I will drive Rahin Road. I will drive to Rahin Road tonight at 8 o'clock. Okay, 8 o'clock, I'll be at Rahin Road and I'm not going to get mouthy with anybody. I won't get out of the car and I'll see for myself what it's like. Big bloody hard man. I hate these little pricks that think they can run estates because they're all mouthy. Your Canada Goose jacket.
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast.
I'm annoyed now.
If you enjoyed the podcast, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll get a notification each time we upload a new episode. I'm Adrian. He's Jeremy. We'll catch you on the next one.